Your call is now live.
Good evening and welcome to the closing portion of our prospecting and closing class. This is Laura Sinkowski with Smarter Networker, and we are well into week one now. And I know that there's a lot of excitement on the call here tonight. People are eager to get going and to get moving. And it's really exciting to see so much confidence. And the confidence comes from people really pinpointing and working on their skill level. And the more skill we get and the more confident we become, the more our fear starts to go down. And I love watching the Super Friends Facebook group. I love watching people post their numbers. And it's for sure a place for encouragement and a place for accountability. But just be mindful of the fact that there are a couple hundred people in that group. So really think before you post and remember what you're really honestly there for. I'm highly jealous of what's happening in this class because I personally did not have training like this. I got started in this industry in a business just like what you have started about 12 years ago. And at the time I had this teeny tiny little outline, but I didn't have a script book. And I didn't know that I wanted to use a different script for warm market than I did cold market because I can't treat both people the exact same way. I didn't know how to overcome objections. I didn't know there was a right way and a wrong way to leave a voicemail. I just didn't, I was very unprepared and I really didn't have proper training. And so I learned by making dials and I just made like dials and then dials and then more dials. And a lot of times I personally had to learn through trial and error. I screwed up so many times and I'd hang the phone up and I was so mad at myself because I was like, gosh, I shouldn't have said this and I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have answered that question. But I didn't know. I'd never been in business before. I was very intimidated by a lot of the people that I was talking to. So I just set a goal and I knew that I could make up in numbers what I lacked in skill and that it would just take time. And so my personal goal was to dial 100 people every single day because I knew that not everybody was going to have a positive response to what I was doing because I sounded like an amateur. I sounded like a complete rookie. So my goal was to talk to 100 people every single day. And then out of that, my goal was to set 10 appointments with people. So that would be like a right 10%. And so I did this over and over and over and over again, 5 days a week for years and years and years and years. And little by little, I became more confident and I felt like I could handle situations in a much more positive manner. But as soon as I felt like I had my wording right, it's like my posture was all off. And I could have the best posture and the most amount of confidence, but my wording was all wrong. And it was just like this terrible, perfect storm of disaster. And about 2 years into my business is what it really took to start to really see a positive result of being on the phone. And I love that this prospecting closing class has become an opportunity for you because it gives you an opportunity to save 2 years of your life and 2 years of your time. Even though you're taking this class, it's still going to take practice. We still have to be making dials. Your goal might be significantly less than somebody else that's taking the class, but consistency is the most important thing, okay? It's just like going to school. Like how many years did you go to math class? How many days did you go to math class? How many days did you spend at basketball practice? You did it over and over and over again. And if you were a really good athlete, you probably practiced during downtime. Okay, you probably practiced at home in your backyard while everybody else was eating dinner and when everybody else was sleeping because that's when people get good at something, okay? So we have an opportunity to cater to both types of individuals. Somebody might be a little bit more cold market focused right now. I know that a lot of people are a lot more warm market focused right now, or they might be a little bit more product driven. And what's so great about this class is that no matter what your focus is, this class can cater to your needs and your skills. Okay, the better we get at the script book, the more comfortable that we're going to be in any type of situation. We will be talking about both markets as this class goes on, but increasing our exposure is where having the knowledge of the script book in this class is really going to come in. And anytime we're wanting to build our business, increasing exposure is how we're going to be able to do it. For those of you that are, you know, you're seeing the fact that we have homework due, homework actually started, the week started for homework on Monday. So I hope that every one of you are keeping track of your numbers. And you need to keep track of your numbers all the way until Sunday. A link is going to be sent out, and you'll send a link in, or I'm sorry, you will submit your numbers in with all of your dials and all of your ratios and all that type of stuff. But for those of you that aren't used to making a lot of dials, one of the best ways for you to increase your exposure and have the ability to have more dials to contact back is to get some flyers printed out. It's a $7 program, and it's an opportunity for you to cater to a lot of people in a very short period of time. Okay, go get some flyers out. It costs a couple of cents to print off a bunch of them. And we've got 4 weeks of this class. Now is the time to be creating momentum. So I recommend as time goes on and as we get closer to the weekend, you go get some flyers printed. The worst case scenario is you're going to have people that call you, and those count for your numbers. Those are people for you to be practicing on. With the weekend coming up, malls and shopping centers are really great places to reach a lot of people in a short period of time. A lot of us probably live close to multiple different schools, universities, colleges. Community colleges were my most favorite place to flyer. I would go at like 10 o'clock on a Thursday morning or 10 o'clock on a Tuesday morning when, you know, nobody wants to take an early class. But there's a lot of people on campus. Okay, don't plaster the entire thing. Just get a couple hundred out. But what it's going to do is it's going to create your phone to start ringing. It's cheap, it's inexpensive, and it works, okay? So take your homework seriously, take your numbers seriously. However you have to do it to make it make the most amount of sense to you is how you need to do it. But it's really important that we start learning to keep track of this stuff and that we really take our numbers seriously, because that's where our ratios come from. And when we know what our ratios are, we know exactly what we need to do to get success versus just kind of flying by the seat of our pants. The other thing I want to mention is that we have kind of an important notice for you at the very end of the call, so make sure that you stay on the entire time. But we've got an incredible opportunity. Of course, like I mentioned, this is the closing portion of our prospecting and closing class, and Danny Johnson has more success than anybody I've ever seen in this industry. And part of it isn't because she used these scripts to go out and create a dynasty for herself, but she has given these scripts, developed scripts for companies, and has now reached out to hundreds and thousands of people to increase their business skills, increase their closing skills, and to really help people notice a difference in their results, okay, financially, as well as the amount of people that they're attracting as well. And so it's really significant for us to really plug in and to really pay attention and to really, okay, don't be on Facebook right now. Don't be emailing right now. Don't be texting your friends right now. Okay, this is a class that you invested in and that you are spending your evenings to really get to a point where you can go out and create the dynasty that you've always wanted to. So what I want to do is go ahead and get this class started. So, Carrie, if we can go ahead and fire away, that would be awesome, and we'll catch up with you as soon as it's over.
Great that. Well, good morning, everybody. We are truly, absolutely ready and excited to be able to help all of your skill in the area of closing be able to improve. This is a personally for me, I have been anticipating this particular class for the last month now, because I actually miss working with you guys and miss being able to groom your skills in this particular area. And we have personally found that there is no other way better than this way to hone in on those professional skills of prospecting and closing. And so this is the closing class. We will only be talking about closing issues, and that is concerning after the person has taken a look at whatever presentation it is that you have sent them to, and we're working from the closing script from the script book on page 16. I'm sorry, 22, something like that. So I have a couple things that I got to talk to you about before we get into our content, before we get into any role-playing. I just have a bit of an agenda that I've got to run through with you here real quickly. First of all, you made it into the class. Congratulations. We obviously sold out. And that happens just about every single time. In fact, I don't think there's ever been a time where this class did not sell out. It is available only for limited seating because we can't handle too many people. There's a lot of hours that go into preparation for the class on my part as well as our team. And so just to let you know, you are here for a reason. You're here to get maximized results, and therefore you've got to be willing to put into this more than just the financial commitment and more than the time commitment that you put into this. You did not get started in this class to wind up with the same numbers ending the month. You got into this class to give it your best shot so that you can improve in these particular areas, because honestly, this is where the rubber meets the road. This is where the money is actually made, is in this particular area. And so you want to make sure that you are working plenty of contacts, plenty of numbers. If you're working your business just warm market, then it's time to get that list of 200 up to 400 immediately. You don't want to be caught through this month not having enough activity to be able to do. And there's going to be a whole lot of work going on. And just like if you were to have a personal coach in the area of weightlifting or basketball or some athletic type thing or even dance, you have to be willing to be pressed and worked harder than ever. And that's what we will be doing through this class. But you are the one that has to hang up the phone with me after this class and pick up the phone and start working some contacts with some prospects. Whether it be warm market, lukewarm, or cold market, either way, you've got to make sure you have a lot of people to be able to contact if you're going to maximize this next 30 days that we're going to be working together. But again, congratulations, and especially for those of you that made it into both classes, you had a bit of foresight, because so oftentimes as I'm working with people, within their first week, they're able to raise, those that are in the prospecting classes, they're able to raise the amount of people that show up for the follow-up call and show up to a presentation. But when those people aren't in the closing class and they can't close anybody, pretty much the efforts were made futile, and they'd have to wait till the next class comes around. And as you know, it's not till August. And by then, there's a good chance that your prospecting skills needed to be sharpened again. And so very wise for those of you that were in both classes. You had quite a bit of foresight, and you set yourselves up to hit a home run, no question. I will tell you, just so that you know, Laura Lee Johnson is your coordinator for the class. And if you have any questions or need help with email or downloading your MP3s onto a CD, you can reach her at 866-760-8255. Again, her contact number is 866-760-8255, or you can reach her through email at dannyjohnson.com/support and submit a ticket under prospecting class or closing class, whichever class it is that you have a question about or whatever class it is that you need help with downloading a CD or what have you, making sure that your homework was received, because I'm going to call some names a little bit later as to those that did not send in their homework, and we just want to make sure they didn't get lost in cyberspace. But anyway, so she's your contact person. So Laura, again, go to dannyjohnson.com/support for a prospecting class. You submit a ticket under prospecting class or submit a ticket under closing class, and that's the deal. So if you are regretting not being in both classes, then what you can do, even though the classes are, you know, totally closed out, we've got a little thing in there where if you're in the class, our computer's going to know it. You can go to dannyjohnson.com/coaching. And if you're not in the prospecting class, and let me tell you this, if you're in this class, but you can't get anyone to show up to a presentation, you're in the wrong class. I'm going to say that again. If you can't get anyone to show up for the presentation, then that means you don't ever have the chance to close them. Now, if you're already in, you're in this class, you probably need the other class as well, because this class is not going to help you get people to show up for the presentation. This class is going to help you that once they are there, how do you get them to give you the money to get themselves started? So if you regret not being in both, you can go ahead and go to the coaching link, get yourself registered. I would follow up with Laura to make sure that everything is kosher and that you're in it. We'll also get you the MP3s from the class that you missed on Tuesday so that you can get brought up to speed. Now, here's what you need to understand. I'm here to help you, and I cannot help you if you've got a big ego trip with what I'm going to help you with. There cannot be any egos here in the room, and I know majority of you are First Steps to Success graduates. There's only a few of you that are still holding out, trying to figure out how to build a business by yourself. going the hard way around the block instead of just a straight line to the destination where you want to be. And again, that's totally up to you. But for those of you that have already been, you understand what I'm saying. No egos here in the room. In order for us to move forward, I'm going to need some permission from you, because if I see you moving in a direction that is not beneficial for your business, for your future, for your family, I need to call it like it is. My job here is to have an extra set of eyes and ears for you and for your future. It's not for me. It's for you. And my whole goal with you is to collect a story out of you when it's all said and done, so that you can inspire other people, just like you were inspired to get in here by some of those testimonies that you read on the site or that you've heard of people, you know, getting tremendous results from being inside this class. And so all I want from you is results. I want you to succeed. I want to see you move your life forward. And in order to do that, yes, cool. Thank you, Marla. In order to do that, we're going to have to work together. And that's extremely important that we're going to be able to do that. And so a little bit later, I'm going to ask for some permission. I'm going to get a verbal from you to see if we can move forward on helping you get exactly where you want to go. Now, if you're more worried about not looking bad than you are about improving, then you need to go ahead and get your money back right now. You're in here for the wrong reason. Go ahead and just hang up, because we don't want to waste each other's time. But if you are more worried about getting results and helping your life to improve, then you're in here for the right reason. So I don't want you worrying about how bad you may sound to me, how bad you may sound to somebody else. When it comes to your numbers, you are required to send in your homework on a weekly basis. In fact, for this class, your homework assignment is due Tuesday night before midnight. And you need to just pull out your calendar right now, or your appointment book or whatever. Pull out your appointment book right now. And what I want you to do is put in every single Tuesday, right, at the close of business, whatever it is that you end your day, you write an appointment in your every Tuesday to send in your homework assignment. And you know what your homework assignment is, because we've already sent you a template. All you're doing is answering the questions. How many hours did you week? How many dials? How many people you talk to? How many and I want you, by the way, if you're working warm market, I want you to list, if it's warm market, if it's lukewarm market, I want you to list how many lukewarm market, so that I'm getting an accurate picture about how many people that you're actually contacting. Obviously, when you're working leads, you're dialing a whole lot more people. It's easier to get a hold of warm market and lukewarm than it is to get a hold of leads, unless, of course, you've got the earnpro.com leads. From what I understand, Todd Palm, you know, had 40 leads, got a hold of all 40 people, and signed up 17 of them. So that's a pretty outrageous set of numbers for you. That's more like working warm market by far than working cold market. But if you're not working the earnproleads.com, that's a different story. You're going to get a hold of about 10% of the people in most cases. And so you're going to do a whole lot more dials than if you're working warm and luke. So please put in there whether or not you're working warm and lukewarm market. But make sure that on your calendar you have it written down that, you know, Tuesday, every Tuesday, you've got to send me in your homework. And by the way, if you're in both classes, those are two separate emails. They do not count for each other. And just like if you were in a college course, you know, obviously there's a grading system, and there's a participation. You know, I showed up for my class that day, and I came in with my assignment. Well, this is exactly the same way, and I cannot and will not work with those that are not teachable and that are not willing to follow directions. I don't care if your numbers are 000, still send in your homework assignment, and here's why. I will only answer the questions if there's time at the end of the class. I will do open Q&A. Sometimes I may even bonus you extra Q&A time. So if you want to ask a question, this little box in my assignment sheet has to be clicked that, yes, you did send in your homework. Because if you did not send in your homework, I will not answer your question at all. And so I'll have to move on to the next person and let the next person who actually did their homework assignment, I'll answer their question, as well as role playing. If you want me to role play with you, all we need you to do is when you submit your homework assignment, just put in there, Danny, please role play with me. I can't guarantee that I'll get a chance to role play with you if you put that in your email, but it definitely increases the odds of you getting role played with. And I won't be able to role play with every single person in this class, and most of you don't want to role play with me anyway. There's just maybe 10% of you that do. And even that, I may or may not be able to role play with you, throughout this entire class. But if you want me to, you want to increase your odds, then go ahead and put that little note inside of your email. Okay, next. I'm going to be very direct, short, quick, and to the point. In order for us to maximize our time together, I'm going to have to operate as a coach, not as a friend. And so I, if you feel, you're being harsh, Danny, you're going to have to get over it and get over your ego trip here. You need to know, I love you. I want to see you succeed. In order for us to maximize our time, an hour and a half is very short. We've already been on the phone for 16 minutes. An hour and a half, a very short period of time, in order for us to be able to get the job done, we're going to have to move quickly. Just like if a coach said, drop down and give me 25 push-ups right now. I'm not going to sit down and coddle you while you do those 25 push-ups. So please understand where I'm coming from. I do. I love you. I adore you as a client. I adore you as a human being. And I want to see you succeed. And so I'm going to have to be very quick, direct, and to the point. And I'm here to correct whatever path it is that you're on so that you can get yourself onto a path of success, which is why you're here. Next. Some of you are going to end this class with more confidence, more conviction, more belief, and others of you won't. And that is totally, completely by your choice and your own personal state of mind. Some of you will do nothing that I share with you to do. And you will fight me every single step of the way. In fact, you're merely here to prove to me that this doesn't work. Why somebody would spend $297 to prove that it doesn't work is absolutely hilarious to me. However, the truth is that you're going to get out what you put in. And there will be others of you that are going to have amazing, phenomenal growth. Some tangible, some intangible. Intangible results meaning belief, confidence, conviction, attitude, and focus. Tangible results are 10% increase in your closing ratios, 20% increase in your closing ratios. Actually getting through the closing script. Those are tangible results. Don't be embarrassed along the way of this class. Please don't be embarrassed about your numbers as you're sending them in. This is a safe place to grow in. This is a safe place to learn in. All of us are in the same boat, and you'll find that out even today. When you hear some people that I'm going to role play with, you're going to see that we're all in the same boat. You will identify with most of the people that you're going to hear being role played with. The last thing I want to talk to you about is this. Actually, two things. Number one, this is a refining process, and sometimes it may hurt, and here's why. Because you're going to be exercising a muscle that maybe you've never exercised before. And so whenever you do that in the beginning, it's a little painful. But as time goes on, you'll pretty much become just an autopilot closer. And repetition is the mother of skill. We've all heard this. Repetition is the persuader. And you're going to be going through a whole lot of repetition. Finally, for those of you that went the extra mile, all of you that stepped up, and you saw the opportunity to be able to get a professional recording of this class, of every single class that we do throughout the month, you, my friend, have also some amazing foresight. Here's the reality. From a phone call, I mean, if you're lucky, you might get a small percentage of what you're hearing here. But this is what's awesome about those of you that registered, and it's a lot of you that registered for the MP3. This is where you're very smart. Predominantly because it's a phone call and we only have so much of an attention span, you're going to own this information forever. And as if I get to role play with you, especially, you'll be able to hear the differences in tone. You're going to hear the differences in body language. You're going to hear the differences in what confidence sounds like and what fear sounds like. And that is absolutely invaluable. Hugely invaluable, not to mention the fact that all of my students who have that had the MP3 before, and I have a separate homework assignment for those of you that will have the recording of the class. It is amazing how the same reports come in every time we do this, and the reports are, was I sleeping while this class was going on? Because I did not even hear that example when I went back to hear it over and over again. So here is your homework assignment for those of you that went the extra mile, those of you that totally stepped up to a higher leadership level, and here's what it is. You need to listen to this class every day up until you get the next MP3. Now, you do have downloading privileges, so you'll be able to listen to it in the kitchen while you're cooking dinner or whatever. But I need you to listen to this class up until you get the next closing class MP3. I'm going to say that again. So you need to listen to this class up until you get the next closing class MP3. So that means that you're going to be listening every single day throughout this entire month. Obviously, take Sunday off. listen to some other things, music, you know, things that are going to fill your soul. But if you want to maximize this and you want to really get this into your body, into your brain, you want to maximize the results, then every day your homework assignment, because you showed yourself to step up to a higher leadership level, that's what you need to do. Okie dokie. Okie dokie. Now, here's one real quick thing I want to give you. I just had this thing hot off the press brought to me. EarnProLeads.com has several different packages for you guys. Now, for those of you that haven't worked a lot of leads before, there's some aged leads that I heard are actually pretty stinking good. They're about 61 to 90 days old. You can get 100 of them for $38. You can get 1,200 of them for $456. So they've got, you know, a number of different packages in there. So that would be what I would call a dirt cheap lead. If you don't have a lot of practice, you want to supplement, you want to get good at working leads, you're going to need to get some practice. Don't expect a whole lot of numbers, meaning don't expect a whole lot of great things to come out of it. But if you haven't had a lot of practice with leads, they have the aged, what they call Christian leads, which means they got these off of Christian radio. They advertise on Christian radio and some kind of Christian publication, which from my personal experience have been some of the best leads to be able to get, which is awesome. And that these are this cheap is crazy to me. 100 of them for $38, 300 of them for $114. Give me a break. All the way down to there's, you know, several different packages that they're doing. In fact, the pro package right now, 200 aged leads, aged Christian leads, which means, again, they got them from, like, Christian radio or some kind of publication like that. Usually a higher quality prospect, believe it or not, which cracks me up. Easier to close, which cracks me up. But they're 61 to 90 days old, plus 100 leads that are 30 to 60 days old, plus 40 Danny Johnson video leads for only $3.99. That's a pretty darn good package. So that's like 340 leads. That's enough to keep a full-time person busy for about 4 days if you're dialing every day. About 4 days. That's about 4 days worth of leads if you're working full-time. On a part-time basis, that's, you know, 10 hours a week. That could probably keep you busy for about 2.5 weeks, that kind of a lead package. And there's other packages as well that are in here, all kinds of them. So go to earnproleads.com, check out all the different packages. You've got to make sure that you have enough to work with. You do not want to be caught in lead deficit disorder this month. This is the month not to be in lead deficit disorder, I promise you. That would just stink. Okay, cool. So let's do this. Now, since this is the first class, I'm just going to handpick the people that I want to role play with. And I'm going to first start with, let you know. Also, each week I will go through and give you who the number one people are in four different categories. We watch everyone's numbers for dials, the most spoken to, the people who've brought to a presentation, and those who've enrolled the most. And so here, let me show you what we have. Most dials was Barbara Steinberg, which she averages about 500 dials a week. Irene Anderson, 96 people that she's spoken to. Irene, awesome job. That's a lot of conversations in a week. And that means you led the class. You were number one for the most amount of conversations. Carol Rankin, 45 people brought to a business presentation, which is awesome. And then Alan Botium with six new enrollees for 1 week's worth of effort. So awesome job. We're going to watch these numbers throughout the entire month and see some amazing things happen. So the first person that I want to role play with is Carol Rankin. And I don't know, Sarah, is it you on the phone with me?
No, it's Stephanie today, Danny.
How are you?
I'm doing good, and yourself?
I'm doing awesome. Okay, so if you can open up Carol Rankin's line and tell her what she needs to do, and then we can get busy.
Okay, Carolyn, your line is open.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm just wonderful, and I need to thank you for all you do for Children's Village.
Hey, no worries. Hey, in fact, you know what? For those of you that are listening right now and you guys are givers, you like to give, you like to tithe, you have a heart for kids, Carol Rankin actually is one of the founders of an absolute amazing village for children up in Idaho that I actually personally have visited. We have personally given tens of thousands of dollars over the last, man, it's almost been 3 years.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been almost 3 years. In fact, I want to help them build an additional home. They have truly an amazing, amazing organization. But if you want to give, how do they get a hold of what the Children's Village?
Well, they can go online to thechildrensvillage.org, or they can contact me at carolrankin @msn.com. Carol_Rankin@msn.com, and I'll get you the information.
Cool. So, amazing, amazing organization. If you guys are givers, you like to tithe, this is good soil to tithe into, no question. In fact, I don't know, maybe you already got the last one I did, but it was sizable.
Well, I haven't heard anything in the last week or two.
You will.
Oh, how wonderful.
You will. You guys will be blessed. My goal is to help you guys get a house built, another house. Yeah, because you guys do amazing. Okay, so let's go ahead real quickly and see what's going on. 45 presentations, that's such a great job. Now, what are you doing? Are you sending these people to a website? How are you doing it?
I'm sending them to a website, yes. And then I try to follow up with, a closing script. And I haven't really been able to do very much of that.
Okay.
And I guess I'm in your presenting class, too.
I know, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Okay, and you led on presentations for that one, too. Okay, here we go. All righty. Now, is this warm market or cold?
Cold.
This is cold market.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, now how do you know, here's the big question for you, how do you know that 45 people showed up for a presentation?
Oh, that presentation was warm market, and I do know that they did go to that.
Okay.
But none of them wanted to join me.
All right, well, let's look at that, because that's a lot of people to bring through a presentation. That's awesome. Turn to page 22.
Yeah.
Now, was this in a group presentation or a 45 people that you sent to a website?
I sent to a website.
Okay. All righty. And were they there when you called them to follow up?
Not really. I got maybe 10 out of the 45 that were there, and they said they had no interest in the business.
But you signed up 3 people on your products?
Yes.
Okay, that's pretty good. That's 3 out of 10. That's amazing. That's a 30% closing ratio for your product line. Now, Carol, here's the next question. By the way, in your next thing, I want you to put in there about your presentation. I mean, in your presentation class, put in there, Danny, please role play with me.
Okay.
Because I want to role play with you for presentations on the next one.
Okay.
So here's let me give you a clue on this one. Do you have some kind of a notification from your website that says whether or not they went?
Yes, I do.
You did? Okay.
I get an email that says that they went.
All right. So you had 45 emails come to you saying that these people went to your website.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. And only 10 were there for the follow-up call.
That's right.
All right. We're going to nail that thing. Okay,
yeah.
Cool. We're going to get to the bottom of that. All right. Well, let's go ahead and look what happened with the 10 that went to the website and see what happens. So go ahead and grab your closing script and use it on me.
All right. Hey, Danny.
Yes.
How's it going?
Good.
Did you get a chance to review that information yet?
I have.
Okay, and what did you like about what you saw?
I think the and hold on one second, Carol, I got to ask you something. Are you sending it to? Yep, you're still working there. Are you sending it to the same website that Kathy's using?
The Ice of Freedom.
I think that's what it is. Is that hers? Is that the one that she uses?
They have a separate one too. They're in a different group than I am, and I think they probably use a different one. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I really am not sure.
Okay. Do you have her email address?
Yes, I do.
Why don't you email her and see if you can find out what site it is that they are using?
Okay.
And see if there's any way that you can use that site as well.
Okay.
Because I know that one is getting great results. I don't know. Do you know if anybody else is sending people to your site if it's getting results?
Yes, I do, and several of them are getting good results.
Okay. Then
they are a lot more experienced than I am, so they've been doing it a lot longer.
Okay. The next question is the 45 people that you sent to the website, were these people locally in your area or not?
No.
They're all over the place?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty, cool. Then if you know people that are getting results from using the site that you're using, then no need to contact Kathy.
Okay.
Yeah, there's already somebody getting results, and no worries. Okay, so let's see. What did I like about what I saw? I liked the opportunity to make money.
And I just need to know if you want to make a little or a lot.
Okay, I think I would like to make a lot.
and what for?
I think, you know, I need to pay off my $35,000 worth of debt, and I need to no longer be in the financial position that I'm in right now.
Okay. And at your current job, how long will it take you to be able to do that?
Never.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, never.
All right. So what do you see yourself doing to get started? At the bottom, working slowly towards getting rid of your $35,000 debt and your financial situation? Or do you want to be in a position where you can earn two times the amount of money for the same amount of work and earn the effort the person at the bottom does?
You know, I'm really not sure. I think I need to think about, you know, about that whole part of it. And I don't, you know, I don't really know if I can do really even something like this. I mean, it looks good and it looks like there's a great way to make money, but I'm just not totally sure if it would work for me.
Well, it sounds like you have some more questions, Danny. Would you like me to try to answer those questions for you?
Actually, why don't we let me just go ahead and think about it, and I can give you a call back, let's say, in a couple days?
Well, I'd love a chance to help you go through our company. I'd love to see what questions that you have.
Okay, let's time out right here. I'm going to tell you why you got that response from me.
Okay.
You are so sweet, Carol. But somehow, you know, weren't you a part of raising money?
Yes.
For the Children's Village?
Yes.
Okay. So I know that you know how to close, right?
Well, yes, I guess I do.
Gotcha.
Okay.
You guys have had to raise, like, I don't know, a couple $1 million, right?
Yes. I don't do a lot of that, but I helped at the very beginning. There's a regular crew that's doing that now.
I know, but I know that you helped launch it.
Yes.
I found out, you know, when I was at the facility.
Yes, and I heard that you went there. I was there the next week.
Bummer. Okay. So the reason why I blew you off?
Yes.
For two things. Number one, you first started this conversation very friendly and absolutely precious. But as you started going through the script, then you were trying to sell me, and then you started to get real uncomfortable towards number six. You got real uncomfortable with question number six.
Yes.
And when you get uncomfortable with question number anything, then that prospect is also uncomfortable.
Okay.
And so when I said, you know, I'm really not sure, because I felt like you weren't really sure. Yes. And however which way you lead is exactly how they follow. And so what I want you to do, and second of all, you skipped number two. And number two is important. Because I said, oh, you know, I like the money. And you said right away, well, do you want to make a little or a lot? Instead of, well, tell me more about that.
Okay.
You would have found more out about what you could have closed me with.
Okay.
With question number two.
Okay.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
And, yeah. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go through it again.
All right.
And again, at the very end, this is the key question that you asked me, which has made me blow you off. Well, would you like me to answer those questions for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The answer is no. Okay, so in that part of the script, you know, that's in the supplemental script book, which is where you were coming from, it simply says, wow, and you did this part great. You know, wow, Danny, it sounds like you've got a few questions and a few concerns. What's your first question?
Okay.
Is what it says. It doesn't say, would you like me to answer those questions for you?
Okay. I am in the regular script book. I didn't use the supplemental one.
You don't use the supplemental script book?
Well, I have, but I didn't bring it with me. Well, I have it here.
Okay. So those are scripts that you kind of want to get sort of memorized or very familiar with. And so, you know, the objection of, you know, I'm really not sure. I think I want to think about it. Let me ask you this. Do you get that question often?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. I figured that you got that often because simply it sounded like you were unsure yourself. And when you're unsure yourself, then you're going to provoke that question.
Right. Okay.
So that would be the script. It's okay. Definitely no.
Now, what page are we on in the supplemental?
In the supplemental, I'm trying to find it for you. I haven't looked at the information yet. I didn't request information. Joined another business. I have to think about it. 78.
78, okay.
Yep, page 78. Okay, so What I need you to do is work on your posture.
Okay.
You see, I know that when you talk about Children's Village, mm-hmm. and it's childrensvillage.org, right?
Yes.
Yeah. When you talk about Children's Village, there is a passion and an assuredness about what you guys have done over there. You are solid and aggressive when it comes to that.
Yes.
You did not hesitate to send me that information. You did not hesitate to follow up with me about that information.
Yes.
You sent me the information. You saw me live in Salt Lake, and you came to me and said, did you get that information?
Yeah. I know. Your daughter got it, too.
Right? You made sure, you know, that we got a hold of that information. There was nothing. You were not hesitant or hindered in any way, shape, and form because you believed that it would impact our lives and that our lives would impact the lives of those children.
Right.
Now, I want to see the same woman come through for this. Now, you've been with your company for quite a long time now, and you've actually generated a good little income over there, haven't you?
Yes, we have.
Yeah. And that has supplemented retirement, hasn't it?
Somewhat, yes.
Okay. So, and you know that people have come in and made as much or as little as they wanted to inside your business, right?
That's exactly right, yeah.
Okay. So, I need to see the same woman about the Children's Village come out with the script on this one.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Not unsure, totally solid.
Okay.
Here's the other thing. You have a story, Carol.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to tell that story.
All right.
And where you tell that story is right in the very beginning. All right? So, you know, right before you ask me, you know, okay, so right after you say, Danny, did you get that information? Do you have a chance to review that information yet? Yeah? Okay, great. Well, let me just tell you real quickly what's happened to me. And you give your 30-second testimony right there. And then you go right into what did you like about what you saw?
Okay. All righty.
All right?
Mm-hmm. I'm looking for the name part because I just see the objections at 78.
Yeah, I have to think about is where that objection goes.
Yes, okay. Yeah, I have that one.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to move on to the next. Here's what I want you to do. Again, right after you say, did you get a chance to review that information yet? They say yes. Well, let me tell you real quickly what's happened to me. You give your testimony.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you go right into what did you like about what you saw. Tell me more about that. And you just stay strong through that thing. I think even telling your story there is going to even help strengthen you. It's reminding you, this works.
Okay.
Because you've been able to generate a part-time income with this business, haven't you?
Yes.
Okay, so tell me your story real quick.
Do you want me to tell the story of how I proceeded on the product or what?
Well, it depends. It depends on what you're trying to get someone started on. Are you trying to get them started on your product or you're trying to get them started in your business?
Oh, okay. Well, I usually try to get them started on the product, but I know that I should be doing the business part.
Well, no, Carol, let me help you with that. I will tell you, I know Kathy has just totally launched this whole product launch thing with her advertising and all that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Kathy, Carol, how did you build your business?
I built it mostly by telling about the product.
Okay, so why would you want to change that?
I thought I would get more people.
No. If your strength is in getting people on the products and building your business from there, I would definitely stay within your strength.
Okay.
Okay? And so now you've made money with sharing the products, right?
Yes.
Okay. How much money are you generating monthly by sharing your products?
About $1,000 a month.
$1,000 a month. Okay. So that I would tell both those stories.
All right.
All right, so I would say, you know, I got started on the product, and this would happen to me, and then I started to share that and market that product. I began to market that product, and I've been able to generate an extra $1,000 a month part-time.
Okay. All right.
Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So I want you to insert your story there and then go through the thing. When people say that here that you've made an extra $1,000 a month on a part-time basis, that shows that the business works.
Okay.
For the rubies, it says, well, shoot, if she can, I can make $10,000.
Yeah.
For an emerald, they're like an extra $1,000 a month. Now, that's good. Okay? For the pearls, they're like, oh, that's wonderful. I want to do that, too. And for the sapphires, they're thinking very similar to the rubies, like $1,000 a month. Shoot, man, I could do more than that.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So your story is relatable to everybody and stimulating to everybody.
Okay.
Okay, cool. All right, awesome. I'm going to pull on my next one. Hopefully that was helpful for you.
It was very, and thank you so very much.
You are so welcome. Okay, cool. All right, Stephanie, go ahead and put her back in with everybody else. And I'm going to be pulling up my next one here in 1 second. Okay, Jennifer Crippen. Where are we?
Jennifer, your line is open.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, my gosh, that example with Carol was totally me. Awesome.
Good.
I appreciate that. That was really great. Maybe I learned something there.
Good. Okay, I'm trying to find your name on my roster here. I've got you your homework assignment, but there we are. Okay, there we go. Okay, cool. Tell me what it is that you're marketing. Don't give me the name of your product. I mean, the name of your company.
Health.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Alrighty, cool. Now, what I need you to do, Jennifer, is I need you to log exacts, okay? Don't give me percentages, give me the numbers.
Okay.
It's
about 2 out of 10 that I talk to, and I interview, like today, I talked to 20, I interviewed 2, I had 1 bad number, and I nexted 2 right away. So that's very typical.
Okay, cool. Alright, and I appreciate the extra percentages on the site, too, where you put, you know, 6, I mean, yeah, you got 10. 10%, by the way, is normal for leads.
Okay,
that's absolutely normal. If you get 30%, that's completely outrageous.
Sometimes it is, like, I get everybody, and then sometimes
wow.
I go and get, like, 1 out of 10.
Yeah, yeah, that's normal. 1 out of 10 is amazing. If you can get a hold of everybody, that's outrageous. All right, so let's go ahead and go through this. Go ahead and grab your closing script. What I'm looking at off the bat is, are you in both classes?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, you need to be. Because as I'm looking at the actual people that show up to the presentation.
Well, those same people, what I did before is I would bring them in on the presentation during the interview.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody went through the presentation.
That's perfect.
But what I've done now, I'm testing my true ability. I am giving them the number to do the presentation, and then I am calling them back, and so far they're there.
Awesome. How long is that presentation?
9 minutes, nine to 10 minutes.
What could you possibly do in 9 minutes?
I can bang out another 10 calls. I can make 10 more dials.
But what if you got a hold of somebody? What if you got a hold of somebody?
I can interview. I have them in and off the phone in about 10 minutes.
Right.
So, I mean, I just started doing that I really wanted to see how I was prospecting.
Sure. Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm going to let them go and see if they're there. Because I normally have them there. I want to see if they're really there. And I call them back in 10, 15 minutes. And, so far they've been there. But like I said, it was a test for me to see if I was prospecting okay enough.
Did you see any difference between calling them back later and trying to close them there versus closing them right from the call?
You know what? I was a little more relaxed.
When what?
When I called them back in 10 or 15 minutes.
No, but what I want to know is what were the results?
Oh, the one gentleman, I get almost everybody, Danny. Everybody is, I don't have the money. I'm on disability. I get my check. I blah, blah, blah. I get the money objection. It's like everybody's a money objection.
What kind of leads are you working?
I've played with a lot of different ones, and I've done some, like, interviewed leads. I've done, like, fresh leads, the ones that just come off, the fresh internet leads. And then I bought ones that were live, the ones that were actually interviewed.
Okay. All right. So you've had good.
Efficient. I'm sorry?
You actually have gotten some, some good leads.
But I'll tell you right up front, this is the honest truth. Those aged Christian leads are better than the live leads. I can't wait. I'm blowing through the rest of these live leads that I paid $5 or $6 for.
Uh-huh.
I can't wait to go to the dollar aged Christian leads because I like those people better.
Isn't that wild?
I tell anybody, I'm like, you know what, if you want to get going, get those aged Christian leads because I've had great results with those.
Wow. Okay, are those the leads from EarnPro?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I totally agree.
And they have this whole special thing going on right now. They're 38 cents a lead.
Yeah, those I like I said, I cannot wait to get through these other ones because they were fresh.
Right.
I don't want them to get too stale. So.
Right.
But I've got this. I've got like a whole bunch of aged Christian leaves. I can't wait to get back into those.
That is so awesome, man.
Yeah.
That's a great encouragement for everyone else to hear. You know, so
yeah.
That's a good place for people to start. Okay, so let's go ahead and go through this. If your number one objection, so if you bring 10 people through your presentation, how many say I don't have the money?
Oh, 10.
Okay.
I mean, I've pre-launched.
How much does it cost to get started in your business?
The two packages we have, and I have put the getting started in the business package as well as your training is all rolled in the packages.
Okay.
So the top package is $1,400.
Okay.
The bottom package is $400.
Okay.
And that includes, like I said, the basics and training plus, like, the top package has first steps in it, but, the product, there's more product in the top package so they can start doing their test market.
Okay, and what is the package without first steps, and do you have North Carolina in the script book?
It's North Carolina, both script books, and the their basic getting, like the basic package they can get started with our company.
And what is that?
It's a business kit.
And that's $400?
That, well, our company is, I think it's under $200. But I've included your tools, so I'm not quoting all these different prices.
I got you. But hold on. I was trying to find out what is the package without any DJC stuff.
Oh, there is no package.
So you just created one.
Yes.
Good job.
No, you know what? Because what was happening, and I've been reciting this, it's like, okay, to get started, Danny, the bottom package is $185. Oh, but by the way, I need you to spend another $200 over here.
Right.
So I'm just saying it's $400.
That's good. That's awesome.
And that includes the shipping.
That's awesome. Good job. That's beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful. And so then the $1,400 package includes first steps.
Yes.
Gotcha. All right. Well, this is great. Let's go ahead and let's see. Now, here I'm looking at you got one product client, and do you sell – can you just kind of give me an idea about what that is?
It's nutritional.
I know. So it's like a drink. Is it a vitamin?
That one, well, we have like four different things we could pick from, but that particular one I've been really marketing is the drink.
Okay, cool. All right, that's awesome. All right, let's go ahead and go through it.
Okay.
Give me, and if you have a story, you know where to insert the story.
I just learned that, yes. Oh, my goodness. It might be a little rough. I'm just letting you know.
That's all right, baby. Go for it.
Okay. Hi, Danny.
Yes.
How's it going? This is Jen.
Hi.
Did you get a chance to review the information yet?
You have, like, such a big question mark in your head. You are so afraid. You're so afraid I didn't review that information, and I can hear that.
Okay. Could be a big part of it here. I always go, normally I jump in and say, so what'd you like about what you heard?
Right.
But it probably sounds the same way.
Yeah. So let me go ahead. I'm gonna repeat it back to you, okay? And see if you can hear a difference. Hi, Jen.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Danny. Did you get a chance to review that information yet? Okay. Let me do it the other way. Hi, Jen.
Yes.
Hi. This is Danny. Hey, did you get a chance to review that information yet?
Yes, they did.
Okay. Authority has a down, ends in a down tone.
Okay.
Unsure ends in an uptone.
Okay, uptone.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So did you get a chance to review that information yet? Versus, did you get a chance to review that information yet?
Yes.
Can you hear the difference?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay, cool. All right, let's try that again, baby.
Okay. Hi, Danny.
Awesome!
All right.
Okay, yes.
How's it going?
Good.
Jen?
Oh, hey.
Did you get a chance to review that information yet?
That's so good, Jen. You did it.
Yay.
Okay. Yes, I did.
Well, let me tell you a quick story about what I've done with the company. I've been involved with this company. It's hard for me not to say my name. For 6 years, and I am a six-figure earner within the company. I was able to quit my corporate job that I absolutely hated. I hated somebody being over my shoulder telling me what to do, what to wear, when to be at work.
Okay, stop. Let me help you with your story.
Okay.
The six-figure is at the end. That's the punchline, not the beginning.
Okay.
Okay, and let me shorten the words that you just said. Okay, you said, well, let me just tell you a real quick story about what's happened to me. That's too long. Okay, so it's real simple. Did you get a chance to review that information yet? Yes? Awesome. Well, let me just tell you what's happened to me. Prior to getting started, Okay, so prior to getting started, I spent X amount of years in the corporate world, and then you go into it. You know, although whatever. I got started. I started at the top package, got myself some training. First year made X amount of dollars. Second year made X amount of dollars, whatever.
Okay? Got it.
Go ahead and try again.
It's going to be rough. Prior to getting started, let me tell you real quick what happened to me. Prior to getting started with my company, I was in the corporate world for over 6 years, and I absolutely loathed my job. I hated my boss. I didn't like to be told what to do. I wasn't making enough money that I thought I was worth. And I got started with my company, and I started the top package. And within 6 months, I was able to quit my job and do this full time. And, well, over the last, I think within 3 years, I was able to create a six-figure income with what I do. So, Danny, what did you like about what you saw?
That is awesome.
What you heard. I'm sorry, what you heard.
Okay. All right. Now, within 6 months, what was your check within 6 months?
It was about $3,000 a month.
$3,000 a month. Okay. And then your first year, what did you make?
I don't remember.
You need to know.
I think it was like $30,000.
Okay. So I was able to generate $30,000 my first year part-time. Okay. What did you make your second year?
Boy, I'm trying to remember.
It
was like
nothing becomes dynamic until it becomes specific.
It was about, I'd say, 45.
$45,000 my second year?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it jumped from 45 to about 60.
60? Okay. So you could say, you know, my first year I made $30,000. Currently, you know, my yearly income is, what is that?
It's like right at six figures. I mean, it's like 99, 101, right in there.
Okay, so just say that I made $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been able to generate an extra $100,000 a year.
Just an extra $100,000.
Okay, here's why. Six figures is kind of vague.
Yeah.
But $100,000? In other words, you hear me tell my story. My first year I made $250,000. My second year was able to make my first million. Now, obviously, that's huge. But I could say, you know, my first year I made six figures. My second year I made seven figures. Which one sounds more dynamic?
The first one.
The first one. Okay? So if you could, you know, if I were you, I'd say, you know, on a very part-time basis that I was able to generate. In fact, within 6 months, I was able to generate an extra $3,000 a month. Currently, I am generating an extra $100,000 a year.
Mm. This is so cool because I had this question because I never told my story. And this was a really like
crazy, nuts, and stupid.
Oh well, I didn't know where to put it, and I was
right
like,
there.
This then when Carol was up, I was like, oh my god, I got to do this. It was like I had to like highlight it and everything.
Yep.
Oh, this is really great because this is going to make me feel more comfortable.
Okay,
let me add
something to your story here. Okay, and this is the first place you can drop a seed for first steps. Okay, say you know. So I highly recommend, you know, plugging into training, going to First Steps to Success. And to be honest with you, I'm interviewing right now. This is what I would say. I'm interviewing for somebody right now to show them how to do exactly what I've done.
Oh.
I'm interviewing for somebody right now to show them how to make an extra $100,000 a year. Or if you know from it, you know, from the first interview, remember when you found out, you know, how much do you want to generate in the next 12 months?
Yes.
And they say an extra $30,000. Okay, this is what you say. You say, I want to say I'm interviewing right now to show somebody exactly how to generate an extra $30,000 just like I did my very first year and to build that income up to $100,000 a year as I've been able to do.
Oh.
So what did you like about what you heard?
I love this. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it because it will give me so much more confidence.
Leverage.
Yes.
Massive leverage.
Mm. Thank you. Great. I'm so excited. I just can't wait to start dialing.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. So let's go ahead. I think I found your issue. Your issue was your tone was saying, I'm not sure, even though you've generated a six-figure income, even though you've had success in your business.
Right. Well, yes. And that has all been done like belly to belly. And this, you know, this here is new. It's brand new for me doing the advertising campaigns.
Big deal. Belly to belly, ear to ear, no difference.
Yes.
The only difference is in your head.
Yes. And I'm enjoying this a lot, and I got to get good at it. That's my deal. Like dialing.
I think you're already good at it. You just don't know it. In other words, you have categorized this as something different.
Mm-hmm.
Get that out of your head.
Yes.
All you're doing is taking it belly to belly to ear to ear.
Belly to belly. I'll connect belly to belly before I dial.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Those improvements are going to help, no question.
Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
You are very, very welcome. Okay, cool. Okay, Stephanie, go ahead and put her back in. Let me just hold on 1 second. Yep, I already did that. Alrighty. I'm moving on to my next one. Wow. Okay, Tammy Harmon. Let me work with Tammy Harmon real quick.
Tammy, your line is open.
Okay, hi, Tammy.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Good. Okay, are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me, what is the number one excuse or objection that you get?
I don't have money.
Okay, cool. Out of 10, how many people say that to you?
About 5 of them.
What is your entry fee to get in?
It's only $129 for a top packet.
You have got to be kidding me. And they don't have the money?
Right.
So you know they're lying.
Right. And it's like, you don't need the money. So I go ahead and activate them and or pre-launch them, give them homework. I also email them the homework. And so far I've got 3 of them that haven't done their homework yet.
How many have?
None of them done the homework.
I've already picked up the reason why on that one, but let's go ahead and go through it. I want to confirm it.
Okay.
All right, so you're ready?
Mm-hmm.
Go for it.
Hi, Danny. How's it going?
Did I look at a website?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. And what kind of a product are you marketing?
Financial services.
Okay, cool. All right, go for it.
Okay. Hi, Danny. How's it going?
Good.
Did you get a chance to review the information yet?
No.
All right. Wow. Wait a minute. Oh, sorry. I usually have my little script book open. Wait a minute. She didn't review the information. Here we go. 72. Sorry. Good news.
How often does that happen to you?
What, not having the script book? No.
None that they haven't reviewed the information yet.
Every time. Each and every time. And then I'm like, okay, now how serious are you about this? Oh, I'm very serious.
Well, let's just go ahead and role play it out exactly how you do it. So you're saying every time you call someone back, they say they did not review the information yet.
Right. Okay. So, really, did you have some kind of disaster happen in your family?
You idiot. That was the tone you just read that in, by the way.
Oh.
You idiot! Did you have a disaster happen in your family?
So I am mean to these people. And Danny, you yourself know I'm not a mean person. Come on now.
No, but you can tell you're ticked at them.
Yeah.
You idiot! Come on, you're wasting my time.
Not good.
That's how you're feeling, isn't it, Tammy?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well, whatever you're feeling is what's coming out of the mouth.
Wow.
Doesn't matter what you say, it's how you say it.
That's it. Okay.
Let's go ahead and try that again.
Wow. Hey, really, Danny, did you have some kind of disaster happen in your family?
You're still ticked.
Really?
Okay, yes, let me help you.
Wow.
Let me go over there. Okay, what page are you on?
72. Dang. Oh. And that's what my husband meant when he said, it sounds like you just don't give a crap.
Exactly.
Well, I thought it was supposed to be that way. He's like,
No, sincere is good. Let me go ahead and take you through it, and you're going to say that you didn't review the information. Okay, so hi, Tammy.
Hi, Danny.
How's it going?
I'm doing great.
Good. Hey, did you get a chance to review that information yet?
Oh, man, no.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have, like, some kind of a disaster happen in your family?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what, Tammy? I certainly don't want to waste your time, and I definitely don't want to waste mine. And I typically don't give people a second chance, but if I'm absolutely certain that you are deadly serious about being able to pay off that debt, being able to get out of that job that you cannot stand and spend more time with your kids, then I will be willing to give you a second chance. So you tell me, are you serious about being able to get out of debt and get out of that job that you hate and spend more time with your children?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you see the tone I'm coming from? Let me back it up and let's do that again. So did you get a chance to review that information yet?
No.
So, like, did you have some kind of a disaster happen with your family?
No. So, okay, I just heard the idiot come out of that one.
Idiot.
So that's it. Okay. And I had, like, an emerald, like really get pissed off at me a few weeks ago.
Gosh, I wonder why.
Yeah, and it was, sheesh. Yeah, and she was, oh, man, this is not good. Not good at all. All right. But see, I don't want to turn on a charm and sound like I'm trying to be extra nice. It was just like,
no,
oh, you know.
It's called genuine concern. It's called genuine concern and letting them save face.
Okay.
All right? Mm-hmm. That's what that is.
So, did you have some kind of disaster happen in your family?
Yeah, now you're getting there. Now you're getting there. It's a little better. It's actually a lot better. I didn't hear idiot after the statement, so that was good.
Okay, I got some of the personality too.
No, it's a genuine concern. You know what I mean? That's what it is. It's giving them the benefit of the doubt, letting them save face, and just, you know, being sincere.
Okay. So did you have some kind of disaster happen in your family?
No. Okay, so now here's where I came from. Like, oh, really?
Oh, really? Did you have some kind of disaster happen in your family?
That's better.
Okay.
That's better. It's...
Wow. And you wonder why I had a heart problem, right?
No,
bad all the time.
Yeah.
Come on.
Shoot.
All righty.
Okay. So, yeah, we might want to definitely come from, you know, more just genuinely concerned. That's definitely going to help. Okay, let's go ahead and start at the top.
Okay.
Okay, so you're saying majority of the people that you talk to, when you call them back, they did not review the information, but they're actually there to answer the phone.
Right, yes. Yes, they always answer the phone. I'm always asking them to say, hey, you know, sometimes I get them to come to meetings with me, and
awesome.
We all three-way in together. And then at the end, I'm like, okay, you know, let me know if you're not interested. I'd rather have you just be straightforward with me, okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't want you to waste my time.
Right. So it's still coming across as mean. Oh,
first of all, here's one thing I want you to take out of your vocabulary, interested.
Okay.
And let me give you a statement that does not provoke an objection. You know, hey, listen, if this is for you, great. If not, that's totally fine, too.
Yep.
Hey, that is the same thing as let me know of whether or not you're interested.
Like, if this is for you, great.
If not, that's totally fine, too.
Okay.
So let's go ahead now. So then what you do is you are letting them go back to review the information again, right?
Uh-huh.
So out of the 15 last week, how many went back and reviewed the information?
None of them, and I haven't been able to get in touch with them.
I think we found out why.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Let me let this girl here.
All right, well, good. I think we found a major thing that could be changed that will make a massive impact right there. You're in both classes?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Okay, I want you to put in there to be role-played with next week, okay?
Yeah, I already emailed it.
Okay, good job. Good job. Okay, girl, then I'm going to be moving on. I found the thing for you.
Thank you.
Pretty simple. You are absolutely welcome.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, go ahead and put her back in, and let me see. Wow. Okay, let's do Betty Keller.
Betty, your line is open.
Hi, Danny.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Okay, what's the number one objection that you get?
The
money. I knew it.
I've always had the money.
Okay.
Objection.
And what is your package?
Travel.
Okay. Betty, do you think it's too expensive to get started?
I used to, and I've come a long way.
It's a real simple answer, yes or no.
No, I don't anymore.
Okay, cool. All righty. Since you changed that, has that changed anything?
Yeah. I mean, it's changed a lot. I've got more people, you know, coming to the follow-up, going through
Good.
The presentation.
Good.
What I have noticed, though, is that, and it really kind of throws me, is the money objection kind of comes up during the initial prospecting.
Okay.
I'm able to handle that and get them to the follow-up.
Okay.
It'll still come up, and I'm able to, you know, some I'm able to work through, just get them to the business overview that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And they will make that comment again right when I get them off the phone and I'm going through the closing script, though, right away. So I think that already in my mind kind of sets it up for, because a lot of times I won't even go through the closing script.
Oh.
And I've come to that revelation in the last just a couple of weeks. It's like, okay, this is.
In other words, you're letting them direct you.
Yes.
So you know how you've seen on the board, Betty, the crossroads?
Yes.
You know, I talk about closing, and I say there's a crossroad, and here they are. And then here over here on the right side is the destiny, the other side is destruction.
Right.
And the path of destruction are all the excuses.
Mm-hmm.
And your job is to lead them where? Towards their destiny?
Right.
To make a decision to go after the things they said they wanted to do.
Right.
Right? And so, yeah, you're letting them go down the road of what?
Of excuses.
That's right. Which leads them to the destruction of their dream. So, great revelation that you, yeah. So if you've kicked out the personal, I think it's so expensive to get started in my business, you've kicked that out and now have pushed yourself, you know, over that hump, then if you really have, you need to read the script. You need to close them anyway.
Just go right through it.
Yeah.
Not even pay attention to that they brought that up again.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and go through it, and let me show you how to do it.
Okay. Hi, Danny.
Yes.
Hi, were you able to hear that call okay?
Yeah, I was.
Okay, great. What did you like about what you heard there?
Well, I want to travel all over the world, you know what I mean? And it sounds like people are making some big money being able to have the freedom to travel.
Tell me more about that.
Well, you know, with what I'm doing right now, there's just no way I'll be able to go and see some of those wonderful places that I've always dreamt to see and be able to do those things that I've always wanted to do. And, I want to make a lot of money. And if I could do both, that's just exciting to me. But, you know, it's very expensive to get started.
Yeah,
you know, so that kind of is a little bit of a deterrent for me. I mean, I don't have an extra $11,000 laying around.
Okay, well, Danny, do you want to make a little or a lot to be able to, you know, see those wonderful places and to make a lot of money?
I would love to make a lot. Yeah, I'd love to make a lot.
Okay, what for?
Well, I have a $35,000 debt. My credit cards are completely maxed out. I am sick and tired of being in the financial position I'm in. And if I don't make a change now, it's never going to happen.
Okay. And with what you're currently doing right now, how long do you think it's going to take you to be able to, you know, pay off that $35,000 debt, really to make that financial change that you were just telling me about, as well as, you know, going to be able to travel to all the places that you would have always wanted to go?
Never. Never going to happen if I still do what I'm doing right now.
Okay. Well, where do you see yourself getting started, Danny? Do you see yourself starting at the bottom, working slowly towards being able to, you know, wipe out that debt and to be able to travel, you know, to any place that you would want to go to? Or do you want to position yourself really at the top where you can earn 3 to even 9 times the amount of money for the same amount of work and effort as the person at the bottom?
Well, I would love to, you know, start at the top, but I don't have $11,000.
Okay. Now, Danny, is it that you're absolutely serious about, you know, paying off that debt.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. I already found actually halfway through the script what it was.
All right.
You're defensive. You're not on offense. You're totally on the defense. And the tone that you're coming from is a place of defense, which would only challenge somebody to
okay.
fight you
okay.
and not give you their credit card. Has that ever shown up anywhere else in your life?
Oh, yeah. This has been huge for me, going through the training that you've had. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's been huge for me in the last, you know, year and a half.
Wow. Well, that's awesome. So, yeah, girl, you want to jump on their side. You want to jump on their side. You're on their side. I want you to picture that for a minute. You're not against them. You're not trying to drag them over to your side. You're on their side.
Okay, instead of being in a position of, you idiot, can't you see it?
Exactly.
I feel like... You know, it's like, oh, my gosh, how could you not? You know, you're saying all this, but yeah.
Right. And so, yeah, exactly right. And so when you are defensive and you idiot, can't you see this is what you said you wanted, which is how you were coming across. And so that is so why you're getting that. That's clearly why you're getting that. And so I want you to imagine you're on my side and you're going to try to help me go down my path to my destiny. No, I can't see it. All I see is the $11,000 it's going to cost me. I want to, but I don't see a way how to. That changes the posture altogether. And by the way, you have awesome posture. You have awesome, friendly voice, easy to talk to. But as soon as I gave you the objection and I gave you a sign of any resistance, that's when the posture went overboard to defensive.
Okay.
And you did a great job. I mean, I ruffled your feathers a little bit when I gave you that first objection. You went, okay, and then found your flow again. But we're on we're on the same side. Because can't you remember, Betty, when you first got started, what was your objection?
The money.
Wow. So can't you understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It's hard to cross that, to go over that. You know what I'm saying?
Don't forget where you came from.
Okay.
So when somebody says that they don't have the money, you should be able to identify with them and have some kind of compassion for them.
Okay.
Because they're in that lock and hard spot.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
They want to, but they don't see how to.
Right.
Just like you are.
Yeah, and I just, you know, in the last probably 2 months, I've been doing a lot of where I'm able to pre-launch people.
Mm-hmm.
But then I would go that defensive as far as if they didn't show up, and just in the last 2 weeks, it's kind of dawned on me that, wait a minute, this is just another process of how serious, you know, are they?
Yep.
They're just steps to prove, are you committed to what
totally.
You're
doing?
And that's really in the last 2 weeks, it's like, oh, my gosh, you know, I was so out for the money. I mean, that ruby
mm-hmm.
in me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I wasn't getting it, then it was like.
Fine. Screw you.
I don't want to put it that way, but. When you get right down to it.
Idiot. Quick.
Fine,
then.
So, yeah.
See, what provokes in me when somebody falls out in that way, I'm like, oh, man, you know, something happened. I want to know what happened. Again, and this is so huge. You're not against them. You're for them. You're on the same side. You're just a few steps ahead of them. On the same side. So let's go back and tell me this, because I know that you guys have like a 2- and 3-step process, right? Which I love. I've worked a system like that before and it's beautiful. So
yeah.
Is the closing script that you just did with me, is this after the conference call? Is this after they went to the site and saw the five-page report, or is this after the conference call?
It's after the conference call. I after the when I meet with them at the follow-up, I will go through the first question, and then I will go into the script of the second and third exposure piece. Edify the leader that's going to, the host that's going to do the
call,
business overview, and then I will direct them to that call. And if I try very hard to three-way each person in.
Yeah. Okay, next question. Betty, do you have any bit of a story at all?
Yeah.
I want you to tell it. I don't care. I don't care what it is. Have you used any of your travel benefits at all?
No, and I try to, because I've been trying to work this and make and get this business really going so I can take advantage of that.
Uh-huh.
I know, I mean, I was in your classes about a year and a half ago because I really was struggling,
uh-huh.
and I had no clue as far as dials.
Yeah.
So, and I, you helped me realize that I was treating my business as a hobby.
Right.
And it was costing me as a hobby.
That's right.
So now I'm, you know, I've learned more of, you know, working business hours,
yes.
and being serious.
Awesome.
So, yeah, so, I mean, I've had a huge, huge, it's just been in the last 2 months, like, you've been kind of hitting me upside the head. So, yeah, so when I'm reading that script, it is after the business overview. And I try to tell my story every time I'm on that call. My testimony. So
okay.
They've heard it.
Oh, when you're on the call with them.
Yeah, I will unmute and I will step out and give my my story.
Okay, cool. All right. So this is after the conference call. I want you to go ahead and start at the beginning. Actually, let me take you through. I'm going to take you through and show
okay.
you how. And that conference call is the final step. Right?
Right.
Okay, cool.
Right.
All right, cool. All right, so hi, Betty.
Hi.
Hey, were you able to hear that information okay?
Yeah, I was.
Okay, awesome. Hey, what did you like about what you just heard?
Well, all the stories. I mean, I can't believe how much money that people are making in this business.
Yeah. Tell me more about that.
Well, it sounds like, I mean, you can really kind of just start, you know, position yourself wherever you want and to be able to, you know, make as much as you want, you know, to being, hearing a lot of people who are, you know, stay-at-home moms. I'm a stay-at-home mom, and to be able to generate that extra income would really be something.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so, Betty, do you want to make a little or a lot?
Oh, I want to make a lot.
What for?
I want to, well, I've got my son that's going off to college, so I want to be able to help put, you know, to pay for that. And I've been home for 18 years, so that really has financially, you know, set us back. We've got debt that I want to be able to help pay off and just really, you know, help out, contribute.
Right. All right. So with what you're currently doing, which is being a stay-at-home mom, how long is it going to take you to be able to put your son through college, to be able to pay off that debt, and be in a position where you can make as much as you want to, still being home?
I could never do it.
Okay. Where do you see yourself getting started? You want to start at the bottom, working slowly towards paying off that debt and slowly paying for your son's college tuition? Or do you want to be in a position where you can earn, is it 9 times the amount of money for the same amount of hours that you're putting in?
Well, it makes more sense to be able to do it, you know, at the top. But there's this, I mean, I don't have any money. I can't, I mean, even the bottom package is way too much. I mean, the investment part, that's really what would be holding me back.
Right, right. Okay, I totally understand because I had a very similar issue, and that was a little scary to me as well. Is it that you are absolutely serious about being able to pay off that debt and be able to help out and help to contribute since your husband's been able to support you all these years and serious about being able to put your son through college and you really are just in a, you know, a financial stressful time right now? Or is it that you are not serious at all about the college and the debt and that you just don't want to hurt my feelings by telling me that this isn't for you?
No, I'm serious about all that. I just don't have that kind of money that I can, you know, invest in.
Okay. All right. So, you know what? I don't want to waste your time, and I certainly don't want to waste mine. And I just need to know, just right up front before we move anywhere further together. If you are absolutely serious, and if I'm totally, completely convinced that you are deadly serious, about being able to help your son and help out your husband, financially, then I would be willing to take a risk on you. But again, I'd have to be thoroughly convinced. Kind of like, you'd have to be as serious as, let's say, Tom and Kim, who actually were, they had just lost their vehicle. Their second car had just been repossessed. They had four children under the age of four. He had no way of digging himself out of the financial pit that they had gotten themselves into. And, he was willing to just do whatever it took. I mean, he actually borrowed some money from his mom to get himself started. And after plugging into First Steps to Success, they were able to make $200,000 their first year. Actually, are now even. In their second year, they were able to purchase a $1 million home. And so, if I know that you're as serious as Tom was, or like Danny, who had $2.03 to her name, $35,000 debt and maxed out credit cards, but she knew if she did not get herself started that she'd wind up broke forever. And she found a way, got herself started, and made $18,000 her first 2 months, wound up making $250,000 her very first year. And so if I am thoroughly convinced that you are as serious as they are, then I'd be willing to take a risk on you and help to pre-launch your business so that we can perhaps get you on a way to start building that business and earning some money. And so you tell me whether or not you feel like it's worth the time for us to pre-launch your business.
Oh, I'm deadly serious.
Tell me why.
Well, because I want to be able to, add some income to my husband's. I want to be able to pay that college tuition and have him not worry about it. I want to be able to, show my kids that, that you can do anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a pen and paper still handy?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're telling me that it's worth our time to take this risk?
Yes.
And you're telling me that we're not going to waste each other's time?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you have that pen and paper handy?
Yep.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. I have a homework assignment for you. And if when we talk tomorrow, because we're going to talk tomorrow about the homework assignment and what you've been able to do, as long as you're being able to just take these steps and just follow some simple directions, then I'll go ahead and continue to work further more with you, okay? And I just have to tell you, you kind of remind me of Betty Keller. When Betty first got started, she also was in a very similar situation that you're in. She's a stay-at-home mom for 18 years, and therefore, you know, financially, you know, their family had been stressed a little bit because of that. And her husband was a sole provider, which was a blessing for her. But at the same time, here they are after 18 years with you know, a good sizable amount of debt and a son who's ready to go to college. And they really don't have a way to make that happen. And she actually found a way to get herself started. And since then, she's been able to make X amount of dollars. I don't know what the dollars are, Betty, that you want to make, but I would tell that story. So the first thing I need you to do is go to www.danny, D-A-N-I, Johnson.com, and you need to go ahead and register as a free member. And once you do that, you're going to be in the members area. In fact, do you have access to the internet while talking to me?
Yeah.
Okay, go over to your computer now. I want to make sure that we can get you in there, and then you want to bookmark that site so that you know, you have no problem ever finding it.
Okay, I'm there.
Okay, cool. Fill out that membership form. It's a free membership, which is amazing, and they give you over 30 hours of free training and equipping. And this training is outrageous. I mean, we should pay thousands of dollars for the audio vault alone, and they give it to us for free.
Okay.
All right. Now, Danny Johnson has actually raised up and trained up tens of thousands of people worldwide. I mean, I feel it to be such a blessing to have even found this site. It has made a massive impact on every area of my life. The training I have personally received from this site and from the live training seminars that she has done, I have gained so much confidence. I have, my husband and my marriage has massively improved. We have been able to pay off debt. We have been able to parent our children better. We've been able to manage our time better. We have a true financial plan to be able to develop wealth, and it all started with filling out this free membership. And so fill out that membership, and then, now let's say you're doing that. Now over when you get into the members area, scroll down. In fact, at the very top of the page, you see the tabs there at the top?
Yep.
Okay. See where it says Quick Start Training?
Yep.
Click on that.
Okay.
That's going to bring you to a call that was dated August 29th of 2005. I want you to go ahead and listen to that right now. Okay?
Okay.
Once you've listened to that call, I want you to call me back and let me know that you listened to it and what did you gain from it. Okay? The second thing on your homework assignment is to make me a list of goals. Obviously, you have debt you want to pay off. So how much debt specifically you want to pay off? By what date do you want to pay it off? You want to send your son to college? What is the tuition? How much is it going to cost each year for that to happen? So how much do you need to make to be able to pay off that college stuff? Okay. Let's just go ahead and start with those first two things. Once we've done those two things, then I'll go ahead and go through the rest of what we need to get done. But once I see that you've done these two things, then I'll go ahead and give you that next step. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. I will tell you that you're going to want to listen to at least one archived call every day. And there's a quick start training section in there. There are four calls that you're going to be listening to. You can get them all done today if you wanted to. You can get them done in the next 4 days if you wanted to. Whichever way you go shows me how serious you are.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right, girl. What time are you available tomorrow?
How about 10:30?
Okay. 10:30, we'll go ahead and start your preliminary training. By then, you will have listened to the August 29th call. Again, I want you to listen to it right now, and if call me back today. If you want, let me know you listened to it. Let me know, you know, what you got out of it, and then just go ahead and work on your list of goals. That next day, starting tomorrow, I want you to listen to the second archived call for the Quick Start training.
Okay.
Before we talk at 10:30.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right, cool. Then I'll talk to you tomorrow, and we'll just see what we can do to get yourself off the ground and running.
Okay, thank you so
much. All right,
girl.
Okay. All right, cool.
Well, I got a lot of that. I can see what the one thing I don't do is when I'm reading this is I don't put as much emphasis on what the training has done for me.
Right.
Really edifying.
Yeah, you're not edifying the site.
Yeah, yeah. Really making it an important piece,
yep,
of what they need to do. I was giving them homework, and if they weren't showing up, it would be like, okay, next. But
meaning
you know,
you weren't creating an eager desire in them to do the homework.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right. You know, now in the supplemental script book, you have, you know, and we didn't go through that this time, as far as the list of resources.
Right.
Do you usually do that right away?
I typically do. You know, with you, I'm just trying to save some time here on role playing. But yeah, what I state in there is go ahead and make me a list of resources. I'll do that. And you can choose to do the list of resources if you want to. You know, that's completely up
right
to you. To me, say what?
I said right away or a step down, you know.
The next step. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
So you can play that one by ear, but you definitely want them writing out some goals. You definitely want them listening to some archived calls.
Okay.
Absolutely. Because the calls are going to push them over the edge. But if you do not edify those calls and you do not give them an eager desire to go listen to those calls, they won't even make it to the website. And that's probably what happened. And have you ever noticed, because I know I hear these stories all the time, like Renee, for example, who you know who she is, she works in the same company. You know, she actually, were you at Dynasty this past Dynasty?
No, but I was in the one before.
Before that, in Orlando.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you may not know this, but we're actually putting that August 29th call on a free CD. And we're going to give it away as a free offer for people that opt in or send us referrals or whatever. I don't know how we're going to do it. But anyway, but we're going to be giving that call away. And here's what's funny is that we just now launched this whole free CD, and it's called Conquering the Financial Kingdom. And it came from a Saturday night. And it was, it's all scripture based. It's all about poverty and wealth and, you know, where it all comes from. And so when we had told our elites about this, and then what happened was, is that, Renee just jumped down and said, can we get the August 29th call? Can we get the excuses call on a free CD? And Hans is like, really? And I mean, she stood up, three other people stood up, and they sold Hans hard on why they wanted that CD as a free offer. And she says, you know, I don't know. All I know is I'll talk to a woman who lives in a trailer, who has no money, who can't afford toilet paper, who has a friend bringing toilet paper to the house, listen to that call and come up with $11,000.
Wow.
But mind you, she obviously edifies that call.
Right.
So if you're not going to edify, if we don't edify that call, they won't even get to the call. Here's what happens, Betty, is that we, you know what I mean? You've been here for a while. And so what happens is that we wind up assuming the prospect knows about Danny Johnson. Mm-hmm. We assume the prospect knows about the website. Why? Because it's part of our everyday life.
Okay.
Do not become comfortable with that information.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? You want it to be that this is fresh and new, and look what has happened. Do you remember when you first found the site?
Oh, yeah. Blessed.
Can you hear that right there? You're like, oh, yes, blessed. That is what the prospect needs to hear.
Okay.
Do you understand? Remember in the section of Dynasty where we talked about promotion?
Mm-hmm.
You have to promote the site.
Okay.
Not inform them about the site. You need to promote the site. There's a difference between informing and promoting. Huge difference.
Okay.
All right?
Yep. Thank you so much.
You are so very welcome. So very welcome. Okay, cool. All right. I think we're done as far as role-playing goes. That gave you some great examples, my friends, about how to pre-launch somebody. Pay very close attention to the words that I chose, and the words are actually in the script book, because there is a strategic way that I'm saying what I'm saying, and I'm also on their side. I don't know if you noticed that with Betty, is that I was on her side. I understand where she's coming from. I related a story in which of somebody else that was like her. In the same situation. This was huge. Today's class was absolutely huge. I love this. I love this. I love this. I am confident that almost every one of you related to all the examples that we did today. But please, if you're going to pre-launch somebody, here's what most people do when they go to pre-launch. Well, I can go ahead and get your business started ahead of time if you want to. No, that's not the right posture. The posture is I want to know, is she serious or is she not? I'm going to put her in an involvement process that is going to get herself to upgrade all by herself. The more stories she hears, the more success that she sees of other people, the more she's going to find a way to borrow the money to get herself started. And here's the other thing. Very important to promote instead of inform. We get so comfortable with the information that we know and the information that we understand or the information that we're benefiting from that we lose the enthusiasm, the curiosity, and the urgency in the promotion. So you must. Those of you that just came out of this last dynasty, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And by the way, those of you that just came out of the last dynasty, you guys heard me put my daughter on the phone. My daughter was in Los Angeles waiting for her husband to come home from Iraq, and he was due any day at that point, so she was not at Dynasty, but you guys will see her in Seattle. But anyway, she got on the phone, and she talked to a woman. I want to give you the results. She sold the woman for First Steps. Just to let you know, a woman called her back and said, I'm going. Here's my number. I'm ready to go. So anyway, I wanted to just give you the update on that. That one woman that you heard Christina dial and promote First Steps to, she closed the deal. Here, let me give you these two things real quick. If I call out your name, it's because I did not receive your homework assignment. So please make sure that you send it in immediately. I don't care if it has a bunch of zeros on it. And please just respond to the form. If you're sending me paragraphs of explanations, that's not what I'm looking for. I'm just looking for the hardcore facts. If it's 00000, then that's fine. It's 00000. And I don't have one person that did that, which is awesome.
Awesome. What a great call. You know, every single person that is in this class tonight can relate with what just happened. And it's really about taking this information and taking the skills that Danny really focused on tonight and really running with them and going to work and getting in the grind and making those dials. Because like we talked about at the very beginning, making more dials and making more dials and making more dials is what's going to help us to perfect our skills as time goes on. So like we mentioned earlier, homework is due on Sunday. A link will go out, so keep your eyes peeled to your email over the weekend. It's not going to go out until at least Saturday, if not Sunday, so don't freak out. The other thing is to stay plugged into the Super Friends group, because we will have any new updates and things like that there as well. So like I said, be mindful, but it is a place to absolutely stay engaged and to stay encouraged. The last thing I want to just kind of mention here very quickly is for those of you that are on the call here tonight and you're really serious about building this thing and you're, you know, a lot of you are probably, I'm sure, already booked for the Washington, D.C. event that's coming up. A lot of you are looking for a team call and you're looking for a way to create some momentum and to be able to use a third party to really help create value and urgency for your teammates. But we just got word today that we are literally about 48 hours away from selling out of this event completely. So if you are interested in doing a team call, please send an email to either myself or Brian, okay? Most of you have a pen because you've been taking notes. My email is Laura, L-A-U-R-A, at smarternetworker.com. Brian is B-R-I-A-N, at smarternetworker.com, and let us know what we can do to help you, but don't wait, okay? Create that urgency by letting your team know that they really need to make a decision. Prices for the event are going to go up on Friday, but they're predicting that they will sell out completely by Friday as well. So the website that you want to send any team members to is smarternetworker.com/SSTF. Again, smarternetworker.com/SSTF, and get people committed now, because if they wait, they could very well lose their opportunity. So thank you again so much for calling in tonight. We are live next week with Danny Johnson, so bring your game face, have a great night, and we'll look forward to talking to everybody really soon. Good night.